Welcome to A Nice Place, the podcast, a City of Fountain Valley podcast. Join us each month as we discuss all topics, fun, informational, and educational, that's related to Fountain Valley. We appreciate your support and thank you for watching.
Hey everyone, welcome to Season 1, Episode 3 of A Nice Place to Podcast. I'm your mayor and your host, Glenn Grandis. And today we're very lucky to have a special guest. We have the local realtor, civic leader, Susan Sarastri. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Glenn. This is very exciting to be interviewed by the mayor. And congratulations to you, by the way. I saw your mom standing next to you. She must have been so proud.
Oh, thank you.
When you were sworn in. So congratulations.
It was a good, proud family moment for sure.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. So those that don't know who you are, let us know. Who is Susan?
Oh, boy. Well, Susan is originally from New York. I still have some of that.
A little bit. Yeah, I can hear that.
So I'm originally from New York. I'll give you a little history of my family. My dad was a New York fire lieutenant. And when I grew up, you know, dad was at the head of the table. Dinner was 6 p.m. every night. Mom did the wash and the ironing and took care of the kids. And that was our life, and the kids went to school. Well, when the week before I turned 9, my dad was at a fire on Staten Island where we lived, and he didn't make it out. He passed away at the fire, and my mom was pregnant with our number eight.
Wow.
And she was 36 at the time, and she raised all of us by herself. And so because there were little ones, like I was the third from the top, I took care of my younger siblings. You know, she had to go to work. So
that instilled the values that you have today.
Very much so, Glenn. Very much so. That sense of responsibility, who they were as people, very honorable with values, serving others. Right. We were brought up that way.
So let's fast forward. What brought you to Fountain Valley?
It's funny. It was a realtor. It was a realtor.
Really? Okay.
It was a realtor. What happened was my husband is a master mariner, a ship captain, and we were living in the Pacific Northwest, Vancouver, Washington, and his company got a call, transferred him to San Francisco for a year and a half, and then they had an opening down here at LA Long Beach on the terminal.
Ah, gotcha.
And so it was a realtor who lived in Fountain Valley. Her name was Jean Kuhlman, if anybody remembers Jean. And so the company, my husband's company, NYK Line, sent me down here on the weekends. They flew me down. And I went out with her looking at properties, and we ended up buying a place right down the street from City Hall on La Balena. Okay. And we lived there for 6 years before we found our current home by Fountain Valley High School.
Right.
And we've been in that house for 21 years, and we love it. And there isn't an inch of it that I haven't changed in some way. Don't talk to my husband about that.
27 years then in Fountain Valley.
27 years in Fountain Valley.
Okay, well, let's talk about your husband for a second, Pan, because my wife and I know Pan well, and he is one of the most interesting people that we know. And you mentioned he was a captain of an ocean liner, like
correct,
a huge ship.
Yes.
And the stories that he tells. So how long was he a captain?
13. He sailed for 13 years, and it was the last 2 years that he actually made captain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Penn is a super interesting guy. We enjoy the stories he can tell.
He is.
All right, so
we met in Portland.
Okay.
When his ship came in, I was a berth agent at the port of Portland Terminal 6, clearing cargo from the vessels. And he and another guy came in off the ship. And we communicated over the course of a year. We went out dancing that night.
I know how you like to dance.
We met. He dropped anchor. And I've been rocking his boat ever since.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ah, that's wonderful. All right, so back to Fountain Valley. So you're living here for 27 years.
Yes.
What was Fountain Valley like when you first moved here?
The thing that I see most about Fountain Valley then and now is the people of this community. In so many aspects, not just when I'm working with people selling homes, the city staff, when I come into the city to conduct business, sometimes I have to pull permits. I'm putting a house on the market. I need to know, is the square footage actually what the people believe it is or what the records show? So I have to come in. So city staff, the volunteers, the kind of community that we have here, Christy Ariza and Annette and all the people who head up, they work every day behind the scenes, and most people don't get to see them. The faces of the people in this community who put on Summerfest, the Easter egg hunt, movies in the park, all of the poker tournament, Glenn, the poker tournament.
Yes.
I mean, we have so much in this community. When you think about it, the size of this community, what do we have? 57,000?
Approximately, yes.
Right? When you think about the size of the community, because we're not a huge community, but what we offer people, we have a senior center. We have a rec center. Look at all the activities that we offer in this size city boggles my mind. So, and let us not forget our schools. Okay.
Yes.
So when people ask me, when they're relocating here from different states, one of the things I always say because of our climate, I say, hang up the umbrella, ditch the bug spray, sell the snow shovel, and welcome to paradise.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that because we didn't really mention that. You're a realtor in the community. And how long have you been a realtor here?
This year is May 11th will be 25 years.
25 years. Okay, yeah. Very good. And go ahead, give a plug. What organization are you with? Which real estate office?
Seven Gables Real Estate. So Star Real Estate, most people would know, Star Real Estate had 8 offices, one of which was on the corner of Talbert and Ward for many years, which is where I was. And Seven Gables came in May of 2018 and bought out all the Star Real Estate offices. And so what was Star is now all Seven Gables. And it's a great company. It's a very family-owned. It's a boutique in that, not size-wise, but in the delivery of services to our clients. For me, I'm all about relationships. And I think real estate is more about the relationships than it is the product. What you want and what somebody else wants in a house may not be the same. So I have to plug into what's important to you and how I can deliver the best service to you.
So what's the real estate market like now? We hear there's high interest rates and low inventory. What is the state of the market right now?
When we talk about high interest rates, it's all very subjective because we're still under 7%. I remember in the 80s, I was just going to say,
exactly.
We were at 18.9%.
I remember that.
So here we are. Now, of course, prices were lower then. Prices are much higher now.
Right.
When we talk about relationships and real estate, this afternoon at 2 o'clock, I'm meeting a client. There's a brand new listing on Turtle Dove that is down by Bouchard and Talbert. It's redone top to bottom. Nick White, one of my associates, it's his listing. And so I'm going to show that this afternoon. I'll tell you a little bit about this client if I can. I had dinner with, I won't go long, Glenn, but I got to tell you. So Saturday night, I had dinner with them, with she and her husband. They're both from Brazil. They met last year on a plane. They were seatmates on the plane. Neither one of them were married. And they hit it off. And after flying into London, he said to her, can we continue this conversation in the lounge? And so they went to the lounge. Well, then he had to run for his flight back to the U.S., and she was staying in London. Long story short, they ended up getting married February 9th.
Oh, nice.
Last month. He's a doctor at Hoag, and now I'm going to show them some
There you
houses.
Go, giving the personal touch for
yes,
sure.
Yes.
So what about the market, though? We have... You know, a little bit of inventory.
Very little inventory. In Fountain Valley today, there are only 18 properties on the market.
What's the average price?
Well, that's the kicker. So we're looking at, to get a condo in Fountain Valley, you can still get a condo at Los Caballeros in the 500 range. That is the lowest. Los Caballeros is going to be the least expensive that you can get in the city of Fountain Valley. High end, we are looking at just under $2
million. Wow.
Yeah.
It's hard to fathom that it's $2 million.
It is. $2 million.
It's really hard for the kids today and young adults to be able to afford to live in Fountain Valley. Makes it really
tough.
That
is the most difficult thing of this job. What I do see is parents and grandparents giving gift funds.
Right.
And that's allowed now, where it didn't used to be. Lenders are now allowing gift funds from parents and grandparents. And I'm seeing people give quite a bit so the next generation can buy here. But
okay.
It's well, more and more difficult.
So that's kind of the state of the real estate market today. Let's talk a little bit about our community. So you're involved in so much. So I know you're in several organizations. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Well, let's talk about the oldest nonprofit in the city of Fountain Valley, which is the Fountain Valley Women's Club. And it's not Women's Club, it's the Women's Club. So that is the city's oldest nonprofit. And they meet the second Tuesday of every month at 11 a.m. at Miles Square Park. It is a great group of women who, I think from most times, we have from 50 to 80-something women
wow.
gathered. Yeah, it's a great group. It's a lunch. And we have a speaker every month. And last month, the women from Waymakers, which is a local organization that helps youth when they start going in the wrong direction, and these two women spoke. And I believe, Glenn, that you're going to be on the roster in the coming season to speak.
Good to know. I didn't know that.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. I think Connie Wadsley is going to try and get you on that schedule.
All right, well, I'm happy to do so. Yeah. Tell us about another one. What do you want? Schools Foundation. Let's touch on that.
Found Valley Schools Foundation. So Found Valley Schools Foundation is all about elevating our students. A lot of students, we give books to the libraries. We give instruments. Because the arts, unfortunately, there's a lot of schools that are pulling away from the arts.
Right.
Not all kids are academically inclined. Some of them have talents that go in a different direction with the creativity. And that's what we want to feed as much as possible. So along those lines, every home I sell, I donate $500 to the Schools Foundation.
I want to touch on that a little bit. So yeah. I'm also on the Schools Foundation, and I know that you have been so generous. So to date, how much have you given?
I believe, well, I just sent Connie a check for $1,000 the other day. So I think it's about $44,000. I know this year I'm going to hit $50,000.
That's amazing. And it's so important in our community. Like you said, we give back to the kids at the different schools, and what a difference that you make. And it's important to understand that and appreciate that.
Thank you. I'll tell you where that comes from, though.
Okay.
I have to give credit to my parents because, you know, I wasn't the same person I am now in New York. And I strayed a little bit.
You know,
yes,
come on.
Honey. There was some transgressions there. So
okay, this is a family show.
So I'm still looking for a little redemption, and we're never too old to make our parents proud. So, in that vein, most everything I do giving back is a reflection of how they gave.
That's
back.
Wonderful.
Because even with my mom raising all of us. She went back to school at 63, got her degree. She packed up the car with blankets or anything that she could donate to Dorothy Day and her organization, Mother Teresa. So we were always raised to, you know, give what we can when we can.
All right. And what about any other nonprofit we should know about?
So
we covered the Women's Club. We covered the Schools Foundation.
Yeah. What else we got? Remind me. I'm trying to think now. What else? I get carried away when I start talking about Schools Foundation.
No, that's good. So let's talk about why you give back. What is it that you get out of this?
Well, the bottom line is everybody that we can help in some way. It's not about, the bottom line is I live my life with an attitude of gratitude. What most people don't know about me, and I'm gonna get a little emotional.
Aww.
I cleaned houses before I sold them.
Right.
So I wasn't raised with money. I remember there was a box of Bisquick on the kitchen counter when my mom served us, because she only had that box of Bisquick. There was no other food. There was never any, we never went on any kind of benefits or welfare or food stamps. We just never did. And so that box of Bisquick keeps me grounded because what she made was very tough. We couldn't even bite into it. And when I saw her face and I saw that she was embarrassed because I was like, why is this, you know? And so that box of Bisquick keeps me grounded. And everything I do to this point, every day I wake up, I have an attitude of gratitude.
Well, you give back so much to the community.
Who can I help?
Yeah.
And if everybody thought, like Deanna, you know Deanna Davenport, Just this morning, she posted on Facebook about every year for her birthday, she looks for random acts of kindness that she can extend. Well, this year, what she's doing is she is inviting all her friends to dueling pianos in the city of Orange for everybody to go and for this nonprofit that evening. Right. So I signed, she posted on Facebook. I signed up this morning.
We're going to that as well. So that's going to be a fun night.
I thought you might be going. Yeah, that's going to be a fun night.
Of course.
So she is a type of individual. She's always looking to give back, to help others. You know, look at our Fountain Valley. Listen, you talk about the people that give in Fountain Valley. Look at David Trunk. Come on. Are you kidding me? I love that guy. Now, David knows some stories about me from the New York days that I won't go into.
A reminder, this is a family
show.
That's
right. Yeah, it's a family show. But, you know, there are so many people in this city. Johnny Borden, all John Etheridge.
Right.
All the people who, but more importantly than any of us who have made it, are those people that contribute every day to every event without money, without getting paid themselves. They sign up, they show up, Joanne Collins and Tracy Cameron and Ali Johns and yourself. You get behind, okay, let's not forget Steve Nagel and Prem Bilani, all these people. These are the crux of Fountain Valley, and they are the heroes, I think, the heroes of this city that show up and give. And
it's what makes us a nice place to live.
A nice place to live.
Exactly. So you give out, help sponsor so many of those activities that we talked about, Summerfest, concerts in the park, all of that. And it's so important that we have our local business leaders that give to the community so that we could have these kinds of events, because we can't do them without sponsorships.
Sure.
So on behalf of the city, we really appreciate all you do for the community. Oh. Right. Well, anything else you want to add? It was such a, this time goes so quick when we're together and we talk.
Yeah. Hey, this has been fantastic, Glenn. I really appreciate your inviting me. And we have a fantastic city here. And
you do.
And I'm very proud to be a part of it. And I really care so much about you and Mary.
Thank you.
All the people, how you're doing in this job, by the way, as mayor. You
this
are
volunteer
really...
position.
That's right. That's right. And you're not. That's right. But I have to tell you, you are a credit to this position. And we really enjoy. So thank you. Thank you for everything you
Wow, that's very kind. I appreciate that.
And the polka tournament is coming up. What date is the polka tournament?
April 6th. So fvpoker.org. If you want to sign up, whichever nonprofit you pick, the money goes to that nonprofit. So
oh, let's talk. One more thing is Miss Fountain Valley. So all you young women out there that are between 18 and 26 years old, and you want scholarship funds, Miss Fountain Valley, I'm telling you, this past year, what a crop of young women that we had that won those scholarships and really advanced their cause. So if any of you young women out there, contact me or contact Sandy Licata, and she will get you set up for next year's. And it's never too early to sign up, because they start with all kinds of events early
on. Yeah, it's
a
fun event. I really enjoyed
attending. I'm glad I remembered that.
There you go.
We
got it in.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. So for those watching, so in the future, we want your thoughts on what kind of podcast you'd like to hear in the future. So send us an email. You could send it to us at feproud@fountainvalley.gov and give us a quick note. You know, do you want to see another community leader? Is there a topic in the city you want covered? Let us know. Give us the feedback, and we'll be sure to try to cover that. So That's this session's podcast, A Nice Place to Podcast. Again, I'm your host, Mayor Glenn Grandis. So happy to be here, and we'll see you next time. Thanks.